Chapter 4, Cochita's Great Idea. The next day, Cochita slowly got out of bed. She went through her normal morning routine and then walked to school. Once in class, the teacher handed back the tests. Cochita reluctantly peeked at her test, and then her face lit up when she saw a 95 written in red ink on the top of the page. Cochita couldn't wait to get home and spread the good news. When classes were over, she ran all the way to her building and entered the courtyard screaming, "I passed the test! I passed the test!" Cochita was so loud that the neighbors stopped making noise to find out what was going on. Tere, of course, knew what the excitement was about and congratulated Cochita. Señor Montoya had also heard Cochita's yelling and congratulated her, too. Feifa, the oldest neighbor, said, "We'll throw a party to congratulate Cochita." But all the neighbors knew, since times were so hard, there might not be the usual feast at the party. Feifa banged on the neighbors' doors announcing the news. Her voice was so loud that the whole building knew in a matter of minutes. Feifa called everyone to the courtyard to organize the fiesta and asked who could bring food to the party. One neighbor said she only had squash. Another said she only had green plantains. And another said she only had a few sweet potatoes. No one had enough food for individual dishes. Suddenly, Cochita had an idea. "I know," Cochita shouted. "We'll make a caldosa." "Cal-do-sa." "A big stew with the food from each neighbor. That way we can share the stew." Feifa told Cochita that her idea was great, and the neighbors agreed. Cochita looked at Señor Montoya, who was smiling from ear to ear.